white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's got good morning, A10. News Radio 92.3, informative local Spanish language occasionally. You know, every once in a while when the offspring sings in Spanish,
then
we'll sing in
tres.
Spanish too.
That's right. Cinco, cinco, seis.
Just a quick heads up, if you haven't heard yet, there is expected to be some severe weather later on tonight. Possibly, I would say that because you never know, but we're in the 3 out of 5 zone. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 is not so bad. 5 is really disastrous. So 3 out of 5 is fairly serious. We were a 2 in 2016 for both of the tornadoes, just to kind of give you some perspective. It doesn't mean a 2 always produces tornadoes. It just means, you know, sometimes people say, ah, it's only a 2. Well, yeah, you know, 2 can be bad too. One of the things that I was kind of curious about, we talked with, of course, Mayor Reeves about the new Pelican sign that's going to welcome people into Pensacola when you get onto the north side of the 3 mile, Chappie James, bridge. And on the left there in the little nook that used to have the five flags welcome to Pensacola symbolism, which, of course, that went away because they needed the workspace. And, you know, a lot of people are still frustrated about, well, we're now the city of 4.5 flags, and we're trying to abandon all that iconography everywhere we can. And so I know a lot of people actually wanted to have something five flags come back to that area. I didn't think it was likely that was ever going to happen, but more on that in a moment. Meanwhile, we've had a sign be selected as the winner. And we talked with Scott Salas of Dalrymple Salas. They're the architectural firm that's overseeing this. And this, at first it didn't wow me, but the more I look at it, the cooler it is. I'm really a supporter of this new sign. It's got a pelican with a welcome to Pensacola, Florida, and these kind of, you know, bluish seafoam sort of teal. I don't know which color it is, but, you know, it signs, and it's pointing to the right as you come in. It's hanging onto a sort of a bright rainbowy colored pillar that's going to light up at night, and it's on a boardwalk, and it's on seagrass. It's really cool. Well, I was curious what the alternatives were. You know, I always like to see, well, what were the other things that could have happened? And so I got back from the city yesterday, and I'll have them up on Facebook here shortly. I don't have them just yet, but I was blown away by some of the designs. And I'll tell you, my personal takeaway was, honestly, I was kind of hoping that there were no other good designs, you know, because then it'd be real easy to be like, oh, this is obviously the best. My takeaway was, I don't know how they picked. Like, it's so complicated because there are 5 out of the 20 or so signs that were submitted, our ideas, there are 5 or 6, any of which you would have been thrilled to see. And so it's really one of these, like, you know, man, 6 great people want to date me. How do I pick? You know, like, that's the problem here. Well, the one they picked was great, but there were other options that were also very, very good. So, for example, one of the options was a metal kind of 3 layers, the back layer of which would be like a bright blue, like a sky blue that say Pensacola welcomes you with sky. And then the middle layer, and this would all be lit up, backlit. And then the middle layer was like a lavender with the building skyline of Pensacola, like Seville Tower and stuff like that. And then the front is more of like, you know, the Galvez statue and the gazebo in Seville Square and things like that. So it's a 3-part layered, like a shadow box kind of look to it. Very cool design. You also had one that was by the same artist that was more of an arrow wrapping around, a big metal sculpture arrow wrapping around Florida with a welcome to Pensacola. Very cool design. Then this is one that, because some people thought of it as a sculpture and some people thought of it as like a billboard. One of the billboards that was kind of interesting is, you know, on the right-hand side as you come over the bridge, there's going to be the Chappie James statue, a flag, and the phantom that he flew, right? Well, this is a Chappie James themed, because it's the Chappie James Bridge. This is a Chappie James themed picture of the beach of Pensacola with the Pensacola Pier. And it says, Pensacola, where dreams take flight. And then there's a little African-American boy there with a Chappie jersey on that has him holding a phantom in the air, like where dreams come to take flight. It's a really cool, like, as a kid and then as an adult on the right-hand side balancing of the entry. So I really like that one. You also had, let's see, I'm flipping through them. Oh, one was a welcome to Pensacola with all of the different 5 flags in a bright color, but not like the flags as themselves, but more like selections or sections of the flags. So it's not the kind of thing that a person who's really offended by, for example, the Confederate flag is going to look at me. Oh, how dare they? Because you almost have to look to find it on there, but it is there. And that's more of a billboard style. One of the kids sent one in that was like a sun with the Blue Angels and golf and baseball and a Marlin and the 5 flags, kind of like an everything. But I love that kids participated in this. One of the more interesting ones, and like I said, you'll be able to see these on our Facebook page when I get them uploaded here in a few minutes, was a large anchor buried halfway in the ground. And the idea there being that we're history, so a lot of it's buried, but an anchor with a chain. And then you can see, oh, what did I tell you was the name of that thing? I had somebody text me and tell me, the fluke, the anchor fluke, or the hook, or the horn, if you want to think of it, of the anchor. And then the idea of this artist was, you would then put at prominent places around town that are historical locations, you'd have chain links there showing that they're all connected throughout the town through our maritime history as kind of a neat theme for all around town. So anyway, that's very interesting designs. I'll finish up telling you about the rest of them here in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident. This is Mobile Highway in Fairfield near the Home Depot. Now, not showing a roadblock, but slow in that area. Certainly, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you haven't been to Pensacola Hardware, just go. I mean, I feel like just go. Just see it for yourself. Because what you'll find out is, you've been to hardware stores before. Not like this. Not one that's been around for 172 years. Like, it's crazy. And they have everything. They have housewares up in the front for gifts. If you need to buy something for somebody, you will not be able to go in there and not find a good gift for your friend's birthday or whatever you have to deal with. And then if you have to, you know, build something or remodel, obviously they have all of that stuff. And they're fantastic at it. And they can tell you how to use it. The advice, the expertise, that's what you really get when you go to Pensacola Hardware. So just, I don't know, like as a date sometime or just for fun, go down and see it for yourself. And then you can text me and be like, oh yeah, Andrew, I get it. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown, Pensacola Hardware. So back to these signs, 437-1620 if you want to text me on any of this. But back to these signs, there was one, an option for the Pelican sign that's going to be built. One of the options was a kind of an abstract orange shape. I don't know really how to describe it, but like I said, you'll see the picture. You had another one that was just kind of a wavy wall with photos of like the Blue Angels and the Five Flags and different elements here locally. One, I don't know how to describe this except that it's maybe 20 slats sticking in the ground like a fence, but sort of staggered and angled so that as you would move around it, different parts of it would be visible to you. One part is Florida's Future with the Blue Angels and the Maritime Park. One part of it is Florida's First with Lake DeLuna. And then part of it is like a Welcome to Pensacola. So I thought that one was visually interesting. There's one that had flowers. There's a one that had a dolphin. There's one that had a lighthouse with an emerald, like the Emerald Coast, and the Blue Angels flying around it on the top. A kid put in one that's, that was the other one. There was like a Blue Angel, but like an angel, like a from heaven kind of a statue that was kind of a different concept. And then they had some that kind of look like the Pensacola Beach Sailfish sign, one that kind of looks a little bit like the Navarre signs. And then my couple of ones that I thought were very interesting. One was a high buy. One was a Welcome to Pensacola on the front side, very simple, bright blue color, blue and red. And then it says the people here are really nice. And the backside says buy with a blue angel. And it's got kind of a five flag symbolism to it. And there was one that was like sort of, how would you describe this one? Rainbow panels?
It's really neat. It looks lit up like the hotel in New Orleans that does it. Like the big bright lights through it, but not.
Yeah,
like rainbow,
very
rainbow,
just
like,
the kind of thing where you notice it and you're like, oh, that's really interesting. By the way, one of the things that Scott Salas told us that I did not realize, they were trying to make a Instagrammable location, like the kind of place where you could drive, park,
like behind
T.T.
Wentworth, yeah.
Right, exactly. A place where everybody would take photos, you know, kind of like the Balloon Alley sort of thing. The problem is you can't access this space. And so they really had to kind of give up that dream of being able to make it like that because it really wasn't going to work with what FDOT had already constructed in the area. But yeah, this multicolored slats one with, it'd be all lit up like LED lights and bright white Pensacola. And then each little slat has like the Florida outline or a dolphin or the Blue Angels or a pelican or whatever. But I think the last two that I thought were particularly interesting, one was a, I'm flipping to it so I can describe it accurately to you. The one that really caught my attention was, it's kind of a thinker. Like, you have to know what was being designed here. Because at first you look at it and you're like, what does that look like? Well, it's a circle that looks like a coin stuck vertically in the ground, like a big giant, okay? And then at the top, it has these five little sort of plume spikes coming out that would have lights on the end like stars for the five flags. You don't see the five flags, but you see the idea of it if you know. And then the circle is stuck into, like it's traversing history, kind of. And each of the layers that it shows is a different color, like the strata of the archaeological exploration here to show you this was the French time, and this is the British time, and this is the Spanish time, like you're doing a dig. And then this is the cool part. This is a sign that, like, you average person looks at and may not get, but when you know it, it's super cool because it had an outline of an odd geometrical shape, welcome to the city of Pensacola, on the coin. That outline is the overhead look down of the old Spanish fort design. So you're looking at it, you're like,
very cool. Yeah.
That's, you know, just really neat. And so my takeaway from this, I had two. One was, I am glad I didn't have to sit on this panel because I don't know.
Literally everyone is great.
There are so many.
I would hate it to have judged it.
Yes. I don't know how they picked because there are so many here. Like, you could have at least five or six and everybody would have been, that's so great. You know, the other thing is, oh my God, we have such art talent in this town. We like just and
the
I'm
most talented town in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, truly.
They put, people put some thought and, you know, like good artists do, it's not just visually pretty, but it has some thought and some symbolism and, you know, a story. And I don't know. It made me really happy. You know what I mean? And also, to be honest, I definitely say that pelican is one of the top three or four. So there's nobody that's going to look at this and be like, oh, I can't believe it. Kind of like, you know, with the PPD patches, you're like, oh, sure. Man. Oh, man. No, this is not like that. I just wanted to show you what some of the alternatives were so you can see how cool a place we live in and so
hey,
many different
chose?
Creative ideas.
Was it Scott and Dean?
No, there was a panel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know how many were on the panel, but there was a group of people that were all involved. And yeah, God bless you. I'm glad I didn't have to do it. Anyway, 822 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, you know, I'm going to say Christina Leavenworth. And she's fantastic. Like, 200. You know, can I tell you, I was just watching a little Instagram story that she put up a couple days ago or something, and the premise was, how many times would a real estate agent tell you that sometimes it's better to rent than to own? It is.
Sometimes,
and she explained, here are the circumstances in which it makes more sense for you to rent rather than own. You say, why would somebody who's trying to get me to buy and sell houses with her tell me that it's better to rent? Because she's honest? You know, like, that's one of her keys is, she's going to tell you the truth. I know she's told me stories before about people who came to her thinking about selling, and she talked to them and realized, you're not going to be happy selling. You should probably hold on to your house, right? Because that's just who she is. So if she thinks, you know, whatever she thinks is the truth about a situation, she's going to tell you that. And, I mean, how valuable is that, right? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 850-723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you. Come again.
We'll never deny the lie of deep pain. Let me see what I don't get. The lie of deep pain. Let me see what I don't
have. Here's Stevenson down the right side, dropping it back for Howden. Cross-ice pass.
Goal for the Golden Knights. That was his second of the night. Oh, in the next quarter, or in the next, I want to say quarter, in the next period.
Six skaters on the ice for Florida. Bennett's pass broken up. Stone for a time. Stone!
Empty net once they had pulled out. My God, this was a total blowout. 6-1 at that point. They got it up to 8, and then the Panthers came back and scored 3, but with a minute left, they took it to 9-3.
Not that he needs to head to the tables, but... my kind of guy.
Another one. So that was 9-3 at that point. And then, of course, you may have heard by now, the Golden Knights ran away with it and won. Oh, my goodness. And a celebration, of course.
The silver trophy to the Golden Knights.
I don't know why, but the horn's so exciting to me. It's a great sound effect. They won the Stanley Cup, right? The Golden Knights did. 4-3-7-16-20. Oh, I did not look at the time. I should have. Candy, why don't you tell them about traffic? Super late, sorry.
Watching that accident on Fairfield and Mobile Highway, looks like it has been moved off to the side. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Into the newsroom now where David is waiting. Give us the headlines, David.
Senator J.D. Vance planning to delay the confirmation process for the Justice Department nominees after the indictment of Donald Trump. Vance accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of using the agency to target President Biden's political opponents.
We're going to hold that process up because every single person we give him, it's very clear, even if they're a good person, even if I might vote for them, it's very clear that what they're being used for is to attack Joe Biden's political opponents.
And Vance says he plans to hold up DOJ nominees on the Senate floor. The White House says the Justice Department is an independent agency. We're expecting that trial date to be set today for the man accused of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her husband. Lawyers will be back in court to set a date for David DePapp, and he's pleaded not guilty on charges including attempted murder, burglary, elder abuse, and assault.
Thanks so much, David. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, PPD, we didn't talk about this with the mayor, but it's kind of been around the news for the last day or so, is that the CRA, the two cops that they have working the beat downtown, they are now adding two more to add to nighttime because the other two are daytime.
We've had this trial run, this pilot of having two CRA officers that we've seen a lot of positive feedback from. Now they're typically on during the day. How do we continue to build on something that's been successful? And that, so that's what we've done. And that was one of the first things in this administration that we took on during the carry forward was to get those funded. And
no,
so,
that's very cool. So bringing two more cops on, and they've been very, very successful, very popular. So that's a day and night coverage now. That'll be a very good thing. And maybe putting a substation in the north end of town so the cops don't have to travel so far back to headquarters to offload video and get supplies or whatever they have to do, making it easier for them to operate in the two somewhat separated areas of town, the north end and the south end. You know, when you think about an import car, if you've got one like a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Beamer, a Genesis, a Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think, incorrectly, but you might think you've got to take those to the dealership to get them serviced. You don't. You do not have to, if that dealership is in Mobile, go across the water and the traffic and the time and the cost. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They take care of those cars all the time. And American-made cars and your diesel engine trucks. Yes, those are a little different than other cars, but that's fine. They work on those engines too. Not everybody does. They do. They want to see you kind of for preventative maintenance so you don't have to see them for the big catastrophic repair. That's how you save money, is routine checkups, okay? Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Coming up next, the frivolous segment where Candy and I get to sometimes... Oh, and Kate.
And Kate.
Get Kate in here. She's training the day, so that'll be good. Talk about, you know, things that we know don't matter, but do matter. Because sometimes the things that don't matter do matter. You see? Right?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump, with supporters at a campaign fundraiser in New Jersey, says he did nothing wrong by taking and keeping classified documents with him from the White House.
It's a political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
Trump, a few hours after his arrest and not guilty plea at a federal courthouse in Miami. Today, by the way, is his 77th birthday. Today, also, June 14th, is Flag Day, commemorating adoption of the flag in 1777.
The congressional resolution, which outlined the uniform look of the flag, ended the series of different flags that colonial troops had fought under and was made necessary by the Declaration of Independence. President Woodrow Wilson made the observance of Flag Day official in 1916.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers today is also celebrated as the birthday of the United States Army, founded in 1775. A severe weather outbreak's in the forecast for much of the Southeast today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's a warm one this morning. Cloudy skies right now. We've got 85 degrees here in Pensacola. Well, it's 100% a miracle that nobody died. That's the message from former NFL running back Peyton Hillis. He talked to ABC's Good Morning America about saving his 8-year-old niece and his 9-year-old son on Pensacola Beach. That was last January, right after he passed out. He says he was forced to pass by his son and save his niece first before coming to his son's rescue in about 7.5 feet of water.
But when you're holding a 130-pound kid and then the waves come and about 10, 12 foot tall and you're just sitting there, you know, you can't swim.
Everybody
holding him. You're seeing his eyes roll back in the back of his head, and you're just thinking, Lord, please, like, I really don't care about my life. I don't. But if we can get him out of here, then that's the only thing I'm going to care about.
And that incident happened last January. Hillis ended up spending several weeks in the ICU at Baptist Hospital. He says he's still recovering both physically and mentally from what happened. The Remote Area Medical Corps, or RAM, looking for doctors and support staff that could volunteer at an event in Milton later this year where free health care is available for the community. The News Journal reporting that event is being planned this December at Milton High School. They're currently recruiting medical professionals in advance. The pop-up clinic is promoted by RAM. It typically provides both medical, dental, and vision care at no cost. They say there's no qualifying information taken, no ID required. Milton has been an annual stop for the RAM pop-up clinics, with hundreds of people lining up the night before to get the free care. The organization says they need all types of dental professionals, doctors, nurses, support staff, and women's health professionals that are willing to help. Former President Donald Trump taking aim at the special prosecutor in his federal case.
Speaking to supporters Tuesday at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater.
Two things Jack Smith clearly disdains. You take a look at this guy, he looks like a thug.
He added he's named him Deranged Jack Smith. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against Trump that alleges he mishandled classifying documents after leaving office. I'm Trey Thomas.
And thank you very much, Trey. PPD's pilot program of having more police officers focusing only on the downtown area is expanding. Currently, there's two officers working on a day shift. Over the next month, they're adding two more officers on a night shift. The officers cover the area from Cervantes to the Bay and 9th Avenue to A Street.
They're able to go and talk to these business owners at length. They're able to find out what their concerns are and then think outside the box to find a solution.
PPD's Mike Wood there, and he says depending on their needs at any time, those officers could be driving around in squad cars, riding bikes, or they could be doing foot patrols downtown. Those positions are funded by the Community Development Agency. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Accident Mobile in Fairfield looks like it has been moved off to the side. Shamukla Highway, Woodbine Road, and Berry Hill taking a look in Milton. No slowdowns on Guernsey Road or Giddens Lane either, and Spencer Field is moving smoothly as well. Traffic tips text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hot and humid day today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. Rain chance continues for Thursday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 85 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Your money now. It's 8:37 at News Radio 92.3, and the markets this morning are mixed. The Dow is down 132.12 at 34.89. S&P 500 also down, but just barely, down a quarter of a point at 4,369.26. The NASDAQ is down 26.64 at 13,546.68. The Federal Reserve expected to stop raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings after their two-day meeting. That meeting ends today. NBC News' Brian Chung reports on the latest developments.
Pace of price increases is slowing, but economists say where we really want to be is not 4%. It's really somewhere closer to 2%. And for that reason, the Federal Reserve is expected to keep interest rates, borrowing costs high, albeit not further raise interest rates.
While an interest rate pause would be welcomed by many, a lot of investors are betting that the pause just won't last. Markets have seen about a 71% probability of that pause, the current inflation rate at 4%. Food prices are up as of last month. They did decline in the spring, though. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Consumer Price Index, prices at grocery stores went up 0.1% from April to May. Grocery prices are almost 6% higher than they were this time last year. Food menu prices at restaurants rose over 8% in the past year. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's question is going to ask you to remember something that should be very easy. Very easy. I think for most people. There might be some where this is not that easy, but I think for most everybody, it's very easy, okay? And how did this come up earlier? We were talking to David. Do you remember what inspired this? I don't remember. He was reading some news story or something or other. Anyway, here we go, okay? What was your first movie that was kind of like, had adult content in it? Like the first movie where you saw maybe it was nudity or whatever, or maybe it was a swearing, maybe it was violence, something like that. Like, what was your first, like, oh, you know, movie?
Something a little suggestive.
Yeah, exactly, but, yeah. Exactly. I think everybody can remember their first one pretty vividly. Should be fairly easy. 437-1620. And I have ideas. I think what most people's are likely to have been, or these are the movies that were likely to have been for you. And, you know, Candy kind of has a theory that your first movie like this, you want to tell this theory?
Should I tell it? Well, we want the answers first.
Okay,
I'll give
sure.
The theory
fair enough.
After,
yeah,
so that way you don't
be afraid to tell their answers.
Right, right. And it's an interesting thing. Mine
and
was
how and how old were you?
I was 10 years old.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 29. Kate,
right. It's
so
weird how this works.
Ask? But yes, I'm negative.
The Mobius time loop in your universe is odd.
Thank you. And no, we always went to the movies together, and we saw Airplane. Not that
okay.
It was dirty or whatever, but there was
a couple
of suggestive
parts,
moments. Right. Sure.
There's sort of a
an
I don't
animal
want to
house.
Describe this. There's something passes right across the screen at one point, I think, is what you want to say.
Or and two
there,
things.
There's, yeah, that's right. 437-1620. Kate, who is in here training with us and learning. She works at ESPN Pensacola. A veteran broadcaster, by the way.
Yes.
Kate, do you remember your first movie like this?
I can't remember exactly, honestly, off the top of my head, but I do remember one that had an impact on me, and it's the R movie that I can think of. Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow.
Y'all weren't expecting that answer.
Bring out the gimp. Wow, that is a... Woo, that's not a light R.
No, it's not. That's why it left such a heavy imprint.
Yeah, that's a... Wow, okay. That's nobody... That should be nobody's first one like that, for sure. Wow, I'm so sorry. For me, I'll be honest, I remember a couple vividly. I don't remember what was exactly first. I think Beverly Hills Cop might have actually been my first R movie.
Oh, sure.
But Stripes, I remember vividly. I was at my grandparents in Fort Myers, and they had cable. And so we were getting ready to watch Stripes. And my grandma, she's like, are you sure it's okay for you to watch this movie? I was, 9 or 10 at the time, maybe 11, I don't know. And so she called my mom and is it okay? And she's like, yeah, he's fine. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So nothing like watching Stripes with your grandparents.
Have you seen Stripes? Probably
I haven't
not.
Seen
no.
Stripes.
All right.
But
it was always on HBO back in the day, right?
Let's just say there's mud wrestling in Stripes.
Oh, I forgot
among
about that.
Other things, okay?
Among two other things.
So 437-1620. What was that first movie for you that you're like, oh, I don't know if I should see this. I do kind of want to see this. Oh, this is a really good obvious answer we hadn't thought about before. Porky's.
Porky's 1 yep. and 2. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I watched that with my parents.
We got two answers for Porky's. Three answers for Porky's. Wow. Peyton Place. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Peyton Place. That's an older movie though, right?
It's not a, well, I think there is a movie, but there's a TV show too.
I think this is the movie, but I don't, maybe
it's
maybe
it was a suggestion, like they were dating
there.
Intensely.
Okay. Somebody says the Blue Lagoon. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, that's something. Just One of the Boys, mid-80s, a girl dressed like a boy, way ahead of its time, I guess.
Oh, Just One of the Guys. That's a
just
great
guys,
movie.
Yeah.
It still holds up, sort of.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, it's probably different now.
The Shining. Oh, now that's a good example, because that's obviously a scary, horrible, terrifying, give you nightmares kind of movie.
Yeah, when that lady comes out of the shower.
Oh, yeah.
She is not hot.
I watched Nightmare on Elm Street as a kid. My parents let me watch anything.
No, same and same.
Not a choice I have repeated with my kids, by the way. The movies that made me, I have not let them be made the same way. That's not been the way that it's gone. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says, well, you and Candy have better memories than I. I have absolutely no idea which one was my first.
No, it's weird to think about. Like, I always make people, well, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, after. Sure enough, fair enough. The first Halloween movie, Mike Myers is still bothers him. Oh, I like that.
Sure.
The Groove Tube. Oh, that's an obscure grab.
I don't
think so.
I haven't seen any of these movies.
Kate actually is 29, by the way. So she's... Wait, I mean, Candy is too.
We're better. 29. Yeah. Candy's actually 28.
Thank you. Aw. God, I love you
so much.
Somebody
here says...
No, Groove Tube is good. It's an old 70s movie, like a... Like a National Lampoon thing almost.
Oh, okay.
But it
like
is,
Meatballs
it's very,
or whatever that
genre.
Yeah,
and it was done by the people that did Airplane, I think. Oh. But yeah, just very, it's suggestive. I remember that too.
Somebody says Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, that's my pie. Sure, that's one.
Yeah, that movie does not hold up.
Not
you're like, you're
so
rooting for
well.
The nerds. And it's like, wow, that's assault.
Yeah, that's Darth Vader.
Even
that seems
they
like
get
a
married.
Charge. somebody here says, speaking of Stripes, Aunt Jemima Treatment for the win. Nice.
Right. I'll explain all of this after. Outside of the building, Kate, so we can't go to HR.
Let's do Traffic on the Fives, and we'll come back, because we've got some really good texts
coming
in. These
are really great.
Yeah, Candy has got Traffic
about that
on the Fives.
And taking a look around, Softly Field and Mobile Highway now showing an accident, and it looks a little slow. This is on the other side of the public supermarket, just to give you an idea, near the McDonald's and the Bill Wright signs. It looks like that's where the accident has taken place. Slow, not a roadblock, and certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text 437-1620. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars that are a year, two, maybe three old with low miles and great condition, you know, A-quality cars that hold up. And part of the reason that they are so successful is that they don't just sell you the car and then never see you again. They sell you the car and you're happy about it because then they follow up just to make sure everything's good. Because they'll take care of you if it's not. I mean, like, I didn't know this because I was a first-time client, but, like, they called me 6 months after. Is anything okay with anything wrong with the car? I'm like, no, it's fine. You know, leave me alone. I mean, I didn't say that, but that's kind of how you feel. Like, and then, because I don't like to be bothered. And then a year, Calvin called me. Our sales guy called me. He's like, is there anything wrong with the car? And I'm like, and one of the keys doesn't work. The physical key, like the fob is fine, but the physical key. He's like, well, bring it in. We'll replace it. And I didn't say this because I'm not a jerk most of the time. But, you know, I didn't say, well, sure, I bet you will for $150. But I did ask him, like, well, how much? He's like, oh, no, on us. You bought a car expecting keys at work. You get a car with keys at work. All right. So I brought in the car a year after we bought it, and they replaced them on them. It took about 10 minutes, and I was done. That's just how they do business, because they don't want to sell you one car. They want to sell you all the cars you're ever going to buy for the rest of your life. And I tell you, for me, they got that business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to these texts about that first movie that you remember that was kind of like adultish content, you know, and it kind of, you know, changed you maybe. Here's one that says, this is my favorite answer of the day. I hate to blow it now instead of at the very end, but they said, the Super Bowl halftime show. That's a great answer. Yeah,
you've
but which
those,
one? But which
Kate's
one?
A sports person.
American Werewolf in London, Hunt for Red October. Oh, I don't think of that as being a
suggestive.
Yeah, I guess a you know
there might
profanity
be a part that I don't remember.
There's
but
some violence and whatever. But Clockwork Orange. Oh God,
I know,
your first.
Dude.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, that's like that's a lawsuit. Lake Placid. Somebody says the spider. Oh, that's creepy. Last of the Mohicans. My 17-year-old cousin and I snuck into when we were 12. Oh, my 17-year-old cousin snuck me and my cousin 12 into Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the drive-in.
Dude,
whoa.
TJ. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Earth Girls Are Easy. Mm-hmm. Jaws when I was 13. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Another
Kid.
Another Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Another Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Friday the 13th, I think, is what this is going to mm-hmm. be. Weirdly, I remember Clash of the Titans.
That was my ex-husband's movie.
That's a scene where you see a woman breastfeeding a kid,
right.
And you're like, oh. Oh. You know, oh, all right. And I'm sure some people's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Caddyshack would qualify in this category. Yeah. But you have an interesting theory about all this. Tell us your theory.
Okay. I used to do movie parties and I would do this, like have people tell me their first movie that they saw with a suggestive thing. You know, like just, you know, like fun little conversation starters or whatever. And something I realized, and I always wanted to go back to school so I could do a term paper on this specifically, is the first movie that you saw with suggestive material kind of speaks to you as an adult, like Stripes, and I'm just going to call out Don, not a whole name here,
fine.
But it sounds like it's the same movie, and you two are share the same brain,
right,
almost.
Right, it can shape you.
It does. It shapes you, and you're both very, very funny. I'll get to the Pulp Fiction stuff maybe off the air with you, but I do.
It hasn't shaped me over my life.
But it has, because you're hardcore, and you don't take mess from anybody, and just like in a very surface thing. You know, like
it's funny because it feels like if you know somebody and then you find out which movie was their like first one, mm-hmm. like this, you feel like, oh, there's something like that. Right.
And I'm not going to give his name because I don't want to. And it's fine. He was very out and proud just to say that. But I asked him, like, what was your first suggestive movie? And it was Carrie. And he remembered the girls throwing these feminine products at Carrie. You know what I mean? It's a horrible shower scene. And he hated women. And it's like, and that's kind of what gave
how
me that
does this
thought.
And you know, one of the reasons I don't particularly love to do this
somebody
as a topic
said, don't forget
because
Porky's.
It's getting you know, many Porky's. Times. Yeah. But is because right. To me, I think this is part of why we don't let our kids and haven't let our kids watch a lot of stuff is because it is so powerful. It is transformative. It shapes you. It mm-hmm. it creates an impression. And, you know, let's make sure those impressions are useful.
And the people that said Porky's, I think that speaks to you like you want everything right. And you don't root for the bad guy. Yeah. And, you know, you're a good person.
I got one final one here. Oh. I got a text in from somebody who says Major League, which is funny. I don't think about that in this context, but it is. We just
absolutely.
Basic Instinct, somebody said.
Sure. Somebody said Benny Hill Show. And remember that? Like, those were a little... Okay.
Yeah, very.
Those are super
British
racy.
Humor. Now, we'll say this. One last thing on this is, you know, the PG-13 rating,
mm-hmm.
okay, which came in 1984, and the first PG-13 movie was?
Your mother?
Red Dawn.
I mean, Red Dawn. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
The movies that inspired the PG-13 rating? Gremlins and Temple of Doom.
Oh.
Yep, for the violence.
Well,
so it wasn't
true.
Nudity that got the PG-13 rating to exist, by the way. So anyway, there you go. That's your frivolous topic for the day. When you ask people this question, don't tell them in advance. You're going to use it to psychoanalyze them. 8:51, just a tip from me. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, at least PG-13.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Happy birthday is in order for former President Trump. In fact, that was one of the things he kind of joked around about in his speech last night after the indictment and after the arraignment is, you know, hey, happy birthday to me the day before my birthday. Also, the U.S. Army, born this date in history, 1775. Stars and Stripes, adopted by Congress as the flag of the United States 2 years later in 1777. And in 1954, Dwight D. Eisenhower, I like Ike, signs a bill into law placing the words under God into the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance. That was not always there. It was added, just like it was added to the money around that vintage, as a pushback against communism. In case you weren't around or didn't know that history, the under God was in the McCarthy era and the Red Scare and all of that, and you're trying to remind the world and this country that we were born of religion. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident, Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road. It looks a disabled vehicle now. It's blocking things just a little bit, but you can certainly get around that area. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, can I do a radio no-no? Can I tell
us? Because she's wearing glasses?
No, so we got Kate in here who's kind of learning how to run the board for when Candy's on vacation or whatever, and we got Tammy, you know, Martin, who is going to be here for Pep Talk, and she's coming. And I was making a joke because they're both super girly girls, you know? And
compared to who? Just kidding.
Compared to me.
No, I know. I look like a trash
bag. And Kate has three really nice purse bags. Tammy brought in two really nice purse bags with her, so we've got this whole collection over in the corner here of nice drink, you know, Yeti drink stuff and purses and bags and all this kind of stuff.
You can tell who's in sales and who's
right.
not.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Right. 8:56, what else do we have going on? It's just kind of an interesting note in case you've been paying attention to this story about Fort Liberty, which is, you know, no longer Fort Bragg. Don't call it Fort Bragg. That, you know, it's the only one that didn't get named for a soldier because there was just the goofiest of things. There was somebody who had both been airborne and special forces, and like neither community wanted him. It was a weird fight. I guess, my understanding from military.com. So in the end, they went with Fort Liberty to not offend anybody. So they offended everybody. Well, now Mike Pence and former Vice President Pence and Governor DeSantis are both campaigning on this, saying that they want to get rid of the Fort Liberty designation and go back to Fort Bragg, which is great red meat campaign material, right? Because the people that are going to decide the Republican nomination, they're going to love to hear that. Would they actually be able to do it? Maybe. But there was a, you know, big commission that came through and all of this to make this change. Also, just as a side note, though I supported the Fort Bragg name and did not want to see the renaming because I just think generally renamings are wrong. It's got this historic presence and all that. Fort Liberty is not an improvement. That is a silly name for a base, in my humble opinion. But I will say this. Going back to Bragg is going to be hard because Bragg was a terrible name. All it had going for it was history. As far as the guy that it's named for, like one of the worst military leaders in history and in the Confederate Army. So, you know, had kind of the double whammy going against him. Pat Sajak is, as you know, is out at the end of this season. Ryan Seacrest is a maybe to become. That's weird to me.
It was a Merv Griffin production. Okay. And he's just, I guess whatever Merv said, he's, yeah, I mean, he was his guy. Yeah. And he's great.
Although there's some thought that maybe Vanna would take over the job.
Whoopi Goldberg,
I saw theoretically.
We got a bunch of texts in when we were talking about this earlier suggesting you. Truly, no. I know they did last night too. Joe and Gracie were like, oh.
But the real reason I could never do it, I have to live in California. I'm out. Not in at all. All right.
Because of Gavin Newsom.
Many reasons.
Oh. plus the wildfires.
Did I ever tell you that when I got my job in Phoenix, they tried to they first interviewed me in San Francisco, me as a talk show host in San Francisco on a conservative Christian station.
Did you burn up when you stepped foot off the plane?
No, it didn't work out because they couldn't. There was no way they could pay me enough to be able to live in San Francisco, and that
expensive,
was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, time for future news. Is President Trump gonna either change his plea to guilty, because everybody does under these charges typically, or get convicted?
No. And no.
The case is strong. The case is strong. Should the prosecution have happened in the first place? Probably not. But the case itself is actually pretty strong. So I actually see an outcome like that. I don't know how that works out in totality, but I can't see anything else happening unless it just gets dropped.
You're listening to